You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Thank you very much, Recircle. Speaking of Recircle, I've got some vouchers to give away before we get stuck into a bit of fashion this morning. We have got $50 voucher to spend at Recircle. If you would like that, you can text us while we're chatting, 5395 Recircle, and your name and your B-card number. Morena Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are we talking about in the world of fashion today?
Well, I thought I'd delve into a bit of history around recycling and reusing, specifically probably around the 18th and 19th century.
Oh, okay, that's fascinating. That's a very interesting thing. I think we think of it as being such a contemporary concept, recycling, but, you know, the kind of make, do and mend mentality of the war, and then way before that, what were people up to?
Well, it's quite interesting because, you know, like, I'm going to probably talk specifically about women's wear. So prior to ready-to-wear, clothing was very costly. It took time and labour, and the quality of fabrics used, like silk, especially, say, the finest quality, could cost the equivalent of 2 years' wages for a labourer, which is pretty massive.
Yeah.
And a lot of women handed down their clothing in their wills, so they became heirlooms where they would also leave instructions of how to wear them.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, and this is kind of like, I mean, this would have happened in England as well, but most of the research I found was in the States, which is quite interesting. Like, a lot of people have written kind of essays about it. And the 18th century styles tended to have a lot of fabric, so expensive silks and linens would be handed down and restyled into new dresses.
Oh, right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so gowns between the 1740s and 1760s seem to have been more commonly recycled and reused. And they, a lot of them came from France as well. And they would kind of like take the dress apart and restyle it into the latest kind of fashion. And luckily in the kind of mid-19th century, there was the style of having like the long bodice and full skirt. So it meant that they were kind of stylistic similarities to the previous century, which kind of made it a little bit easier.
Right. So yeah. There was kind of like, you didn't have to do too much changing, but you could maybe take a little bit of the fabric out or something and use it for something else.
Yeah. And just like using them to like patch other dresses and things like that. And the thing that's quite interesting is that there's a lot of kind of stories about what women wore to balls. So, like, Alexandra, Princess of Wales, had her British-made wedding gown converted by her dressmaker into an evening dress that she wore only a few days later after her wedding to Edward the VII in 1863, which is, like, pretty cool. And then there's a whole lot of, like, things about, you know, Miss Mary kind of Campbell wore this dress, and then 2 weeks later she wore this dress with different jewellery and that sort of stuff. But it's quite interesting because there were secondhand dealers, like there was the Old Clothes Exchange in London, and there were a lot in Paris, and it was usually middle-class women who were capable of, who were the buyers, because they were capable of making the clothes last several years. A lot of actors bought clothing from other actors, especially when they died.
To get the like the vibes?
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I thought that was kind of quite, I didn't really think about that. And also, because there were so many layers of undergarments underneath, that kind of served as a barrier against kind of dirt and stuff, but not against like rain, mud, moths and mould.
It's a pretty, I mean, I think about, you know, the amount of fabric that people were wearing back then, and also kind of how gross generally things were back then, you know, and you just think everybody must have smelled pretty bad.
Oh yeah.
And also how would you clean that? And if you only had like two or three dresses, how often would you clean it as well?
Just because, get in the river.
Yeah. Get in the river. Not in London.
I imagine they did a lot of airing out, maybe. Like, you know, just hanging them on the washing line and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm not really sure because they didn't really steam. I guess they ironed, but they wouldn't be able to iron silk because, you know, and they were, like, big. They were, like, made of iron and heated up and put on. So
bubonic vibes.
One thing that's good to remember about, you know, the aristocracy is. They're very smelly. So just if you're ever feeling awed by royalty, just remember that.
Stinky.
Stinky.
Well, interestingly, like Versailles, there were two wings in Versailles, and for the most part, the court lived in one side while the other one was being washed out.
Ooh, that's kind of like the fallow field sort of system. It's like, we're going to wash this one. That's so funny.
Yeah, and interestingly too, like I hadn't thought about this, but this is why French couture travelled around the world, because a lot of people bought French secondhand clothing and then took them back to, you know, England or the US, and because they were kind of seen as the height of fashion. And so that's why French fashion really kind of spread. You know, the aristocracy would have had them made, but just in the secondhand kind of clothing and filtering down through the classes.
That's so interesting. It's a fascinating thing to think about that recycled kind of, you know, concept existing before we were thinking about it in an environmental way. As a cost-saving measure, makes a lot of sense. But also, I always think about how women, you know, when they would get married, because it was so transactional as well, part of what you were marrying was their, is it the dowry? Is that the correct word for it? And then that part of that would be like your trousseau of clothes as well. Your sort of expensive clothes was part of the package, and everyone got new clothes when they got married if they were posh, and that was kind of part of the deal that you were doing with this other family that you were marrying into. It's like, I will arrive at your house with one big chest full of clothes and £5,000, you know, from my father's estate. And when he dies, we will get 3 paddocks, you know, something like that. Very different kind of world, thankfully, in many ways.
Yeah, and I imagine, like, you know, that clothing would have been handed down for centuries, but it's kind of only kind of really talked about from the 18th century onwards, really. I guess as more people kind of wrote about the mundane kind of everyday life things.
Totally. Fascinating. Thank you very much, Penny. Have a lovely morning. I really appreciate it. And congratulations, Leonard. You've got yourself a $50 voucher to spend at Recircle. If you guys haven't checked out Recircle yet, you're sleeping on a gem. It is on Galatos Street. You can sell your clothes, your books, your records, whatever you've got there. And you can also buy fantastic secondhand stuff there as well. Thanks, Penny. Have a nice morning. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.